Hello and welcome once again to Podcast in the Woods. As always, I am your host, Boomer, and joining me is my wonderful and amazing co-host, Gabby. Gabby, how are you doing?
I mean, maggots.
Yeah. This is...
I'm going to need you to not be so excited.
No, I can't help it. I'm going to be excited because...
Fucking ew.
This is one of my favorite episodes that I've ever seen. It is Dracula Season 5, Episode 2, Trash Can Kids.
And Trash Can Children.
Children. Children, because we can't say garbage pail, because copyright. So, yes, Trash Can Children. All right, I'm going to get that right at least one time.
He hasn't yet this week, but no. Yeah, sure.
At least one time. Trash Can Children. Okay, well, keep that in mind. But this is one of my favorite episodes that I've ever seen in Dracula. I had so much fun. But okay. I know that you are not the biggest fan of, you know, the filth and the vomit and, you know, kind of that stuff that goes on. But
because I'm normal.
That's fine. That's true. But
yeah, you bring this up to me every time like it's like my problem.
It is a problem. All right, but...
Well, this is never going to work out.
But! No. I mean, what did you think about this episode as a whole? Like, was this one entertaining to you? Or, I mean, is this like... Yeah, I know the filth, blah, blah, blah. But, like, did this fall on the bottom? Or where did this land on your kind of your pedestal of Dracula?
It fell on my meh.
Okay. All right. Well, I can accept
other that. Than the nasty. That fell on my bottom. And not in a good way. If you know what I mean.
I can accept that. That's fine. But let's get into this one. So the first thing that we have to talk about is something that I was super excited about because we talked about it last time. That I was so sad. I'm always sad when people get eliminated, but it's like the first episode, it's always hard to see somebody go home because you don't get to spend that much time with them. But we get one of the Boulay brothers shenanigans in this one, and JK comes back. What did you think about that? Were you happy to see them? Okay, you weren't happy to see them.
No. No, I don't like JK. I think JK is arrogant. I think JK is kind of a dick. I think that JK can be proud of being talented. I mean, like, girl, get it. I'm proud of you. I am proud of every single person who comes on this show, whether I like them or not. That's not the point. The point is practice some fucking humility. I'm sorry. But, like, you don't get put in the bottom and then spend your time in the cauldron discussing... it wasn't really a discussion, more, I guess I should say, talking at everybody about how much better you are than they. That's not cool. I don't like that. So fuck off. I didn't like it. And I wasn't happy to see her come back. Satana, I was though, because she's my babe.
All right. Well, so I see JK as maybe just a little bit arrogant. I would say more confident than arrogant. I would say annoying, self-described annoying. And a dick. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
And absolutely hilarious. So I was gagged.
You lost me.
I was gagged that JK came back. I was so happy about that. It made my day when they... So what happens is...
Okay, listeners, I swear to God, there could be an episode of Dracula that it doesn't have anything to do with Dracula. None of the contestants could be on it. None of the Boulays could be on it. It could just be a random person, like... shitting and vomiting in front of a camera for 40 minutes and Booms would be like, I mean, I was here for it. It was one of my favorite episodes ever. It was just so creative and amazing.
No, I don't think that's the case, but this one,
you don't?
No, I don't. Yeah. But this one is amazing. And yes, I was happy to see JK come back. And so, and it leads right into our fright feet. So they bring out these goblets or steins. They bring out these steins of butchered eels and all kinds of crazy shit. And
well, hold on though. Before we get into the fright feet, we have to talk about JK comes back and all of a sudden I didn't notice this in episode one. Did you that Cynthia and JK fucking hate each other? Did you notice that in the first episode?
Yeah.
I thought that they were being like catty and bitchy. I didn't realize that like they fucking hate each other.
Yeah, they were really getting on each other's nerves.
And I love it.
Yeah, they're towards the end. They were they were not happy with one another. So yeah, I did kind of get that.
Okay. But anyway, go back to this nasty.
Okay, so we get all these steins with eels and other things and trash water, and they bring out 10 steins at first, and then are
with a film of grease on the top.
And then, oh, our hero Israel brings out an 11th stein, and everybody's like, what the fuck does this mean? And it means that JK is back. But this was probably my favorite Fright Feet of all time.
Well, yeah, because you're a hog.
Because I'm a hog. But you couldn't even watch this. This was so bad that you couldn't even watch it.
Yeah, hearing the noises was too much. That was foul and unnecessary. That's all I'm going to say.
What I will say is, this is the first time in Dragula history, and there's been some crazy shit. Like, we know there has been crazy stuff. People have pulled things out of their butt. People have puked and
pulled things out of their butts. I fucking love this show.
Yeah, exactly. They start on the show like people were pulling things out of their butt. But this is the first time in the history of Dragula that something got to me. Like, I'm watching this and the whole time, like, I was just like, I was getting nauseous watching this. And I'm like, this is the greatest thing that I've ever seen.
Fucking ew. That's so gross. Hoggish.
It was gross.
Hoggish.
It was gross, and that's why I loved it so much. But
why do you, can I ask you though, why do you love that? Why do you love the gross?
It's one of the tenets of drag, right?
Filth.
And, yes, filth.
That doesn't mean drinking garbage.
Apparently it does to the boules.
Okay, but I'm sorry. Completely aside, has nothing to do with Dragula. The one thing that made me feel like, I don't want to say like warm and fuzzy about this though, because I literally very passing glance at those guys. I didn't need to see those steins. But the film of grease on top, rest in peace, Matthew Perry. Do you remember the episode of Friends, the one where no one's ready, that Joey drank the fat?
Yeah, I remember that.
And Rachel didn't want to go because Ross yelled at her and he was going to drink the fat.
Yeah, I remember.
Did you not hear Jennifer Aniston in your head say, we're going to drink the fat? You don't remember? It made me think of Friends, and it made me think of Matthew Perry, which, rest in peace again, Matthew Perry. But yeah.
Rest in peace, but no, I didn't even put that together at all.
It was like an unintentional tribute.
Kind of.
Even though Joey was the one that drank the fat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of. But.
Just a vanilla milkshake.
Exactly. Just get it down. Just get it down.
Ew. Fucking ew.
But JK comes out on top, and because they do, they get to sentence someone to the Teletubby porta potty. And, of course, Cynthia Doll goes to the porta potty because... like we talked about, they do not get along.
She's a fucking champ about that, by the way.
She is. I mean, how much did it like make you laugh? Like, her and Blackberry were having like the little interaction. Like, Blackberry comes to her and they're having like, are you okay? You know, type thing. And then Cynthia realizes, she's like, oh shit, I don't have a makeup sponge. And then, but Blackberry's already left. She's like, Blackberry!
Oh, that poor little porta potty bitch. She did okay, though.
She did good. Okay. She did
okay. I said okay. Yeah. I didn't say good.
Well, her makeup was good. Her makeup was good.
Her look was fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
What trash can child card do you remember from when you were a kid that was about fucking addicted mothers?
I don't know. And they did receive some flack for that. It's like,
way to miss the mark, Sen.
I could just hear like Sigourney, like you talked about Friends, but I could hear Sigourney in my head, you know. I can't do the Sigourney thing, but you know, it's just that kind of thing. Like, oh, I don't know about this. So let's get into the Boulez looks, because this is one of the best of all time. And of course, I've got to turn it to you first, because you are a resident fashion expert on here in Podcast in the Woods. So what did you think about the Boulez brothers look this week?
If anybody could ever see me in real life and what I wear, there's no fashion. I don't know why I'm the fashion expert. To me, this was hands down their greatest look that I've ever seen. The hair. The fucking hair.
Mile high.
Tina Turner times infinity, by the way. Just big. And it wasn't big glam. It was big punk. Like with the, you know, it, with the jagged edges. The bleach blonde. With the black in it.
Yeah. They said that they were inspired by, like, comics from the 80s, like the X-Men from the 80s.
Yes. Yes. Storm.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I get that. The fucking blue metallic lipstick. Are you motherfucking kidding me? If anybody can fucking pull that off, it's the fucking Boulez. I'm just saying that right now. And I'm sorry, Beyonce 2 and 3 in your fucking vinyl latex fucking cat suits. Showing the hip. Drac is the taller one?
Yes.
Hello, thick. With two C's.
Yeah.
I mean, are you kidding me? That was... I can't. The nails?
Yeah, the talons.
The talons. Yeah. Yeah. Everything. Everything. This look was, to me, personally, the best I've ever seen on them. Their bodies are motherfucking sick.
Yeah.
They've been sick.
Been doing their squats. yeah. Just hope I could look like that one day.
I'm telling you, they can be as catty, they can be as bitchy, they can be as whatever they want for the rest of their lives because they pulled that look off.
It was wonderful.
Out of 7 billion people on this planet, there's probably six that can pull off that look. There are two of them.
Yeah.
Unfucking believable. Unbelievable. I can't.
And we didn't like really mention it last week that much, but this week we get some amazing guest judges. We get Landon Sider coming back.
How excited were you though?
I was.
My God.
Landon Sider's incredible. Like her attention to detail, or their attention to detail, I'm sorry, is like just amazing. Like they were talking about like these little finer points of each look. So Landon Sider was just incredible. And then
Matthew motherfucking Lillard. Are you kidding me?
Well, when you think of drag, you think of Matthew Lillard.
He's so cute. Isn't he like the cutest ever?
Yeah.
And I have to say it again while we're recording, because I said it while we were watching. He's such a late millennial. Like he's such an older millennial, Gen Xer. With his little sport coat and his little heart-shaped rainbow pin.
Yeah.
You know he was really proud of that.
Oh, yeah.
You know that he, like, put that pin on and he was like, I'm representing. Like, you know that he was just so happy. And you know that he was happy to be there. And who the fuck is... Who is ever not happy to see Matthew Lillard? Anybody who isn't... BetterHelp.com.
Yeah, what's wrong with you?
That's BetterHelp.com. I listen to less podcasts on the left.
Oh, okay. But yeah, Matthew Lillard is just a pure joy, and that was amazing to get to see them on this episode. But let's get into, so we really thought that there were some highs and lows in this floor show, but we'll stick to the highs. What was your favorite look this week?
Throb.
Okay. Okay.
But Throb not for the right reasons.
Okay.
I feel like Throb's look was unbelievable, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole idea was very trash can child.
Oh, yeah.
It was very much so. However, I'm afraid because of Throb's look today, I'm afraid that I'm not going to take Throb seriously because we saw Landon. Landon is probably the greatest drag king I've ever seen. Not just on Dragula, just in general.
Okay.
Landon is unfucking believable because Landon transforms, right? I loved Throb tonight because Throb, right? Mm-hmm. So cute.
Yeah.
Just the cutest little baby face. Like, I'm sorry, but Throb is a drag king. The only issue that I had with his look, he didn't look like a king. He did not. He looked like a grown woman making her face look like a little girl. That's an issue that I can run into given the fact that Throb is a king, but oh my God, she was so cute. She's the cutest.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can see that, but I mean, Landon also did, you know, one or two feminine looks on their season as well. And so that didn't take me out of it. And I did. I really enjoyed Throb's look. That I thought that was incredible. And Throb wins this week. So Throb.
Well deserved.
Absolutely. My favorite look was Orgotic. Orgotic was just transformational for me for this episode. It was disgusting and it was crazy because
it was fucking bad.
Yeah, it was bad. It's bad, which is you know what we're going for here. But it was crazy because there was almost this when they first came out because they had a reveal. It wasn't just the look, but there was like this metal faceplate over it. And so it was almost like this kind of cyborg look. And I was like, wow, that is fucking badass. And then the reveal happens and it's so gross. It's so foul. And it was just amazing to me. I'm like, it sent me on a whirlwind of emotions. I loved Orgotic's look this week.
I agree. I actually, to a point, loved Orgotic's look because when the faceplate came off, I think I had a Garbage Pail Kid card that had that face.
Okay.
Because the thing is, Garbage Pail Kids, or Trash Can Children, when we were growing up in the 80s, they were started because of Cabbage Patch Kids.
Yeah.
So a lot of the, I don't know what the newer card, I think they still make Garbage Pail Kid cards. I don't know if they do or not, but I know that back then when you got a pack of Garbage Pail Kid cards, they were gross, but all of the faces had that shape of the Cabbage Patch Kid, right?
Yeah.
Orgotic's look was the shape of a Cabbage Patch Kid. Their head was. However, was Orgotic doing little poo-poos out of their mouth?
Yep. Yeah, they were. It was poops out of the mouth.
Yeah, no. Lost me. Nope. I don't need to see the poo-poos. No.
I like it.
No pootie. No. No, pootie toot toots. Okay. No, I don't need that. No. Ew. What? Fucking ew.
Boomer needs it. But
I think you just did something that I don't think you meant to do.
No.
I think that you just revealed what your favorite porn is.
No, we get into this
poo-poo
every episode.
In the mouth.
No, we get into this every
episode. You love a poo-poo episode. In the mouth.
No, I don't. That's my favorite look of the day, of the week. I am excited for what we have on the horizon, what next episode is going to be. But
what was your least favorite?
My least favorite. Ooh. That's tough. Okay, let me think for a minute. Okay, my least favorite was probably Anaphylactic's look.
Thank you.
Yes. Now, so behind the scenes, I did listen to the Boulay Brothers podcast, and they break down each episode as well. And you're like, well, we listen to this. Why the hell are we listening to you? We go listen to the Boulays. I don't know. But we thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. But they kind of talked about why Anna was not on the bottom. They said it was because, like, it doesn't translate that well to video. But apparently her stage presence, like her stage show, was just absolutely incredible and full of energy and entertaining. And so even though the look...
Yeah, but I still don't know what the fuck it was. they didn't have to make a huge effort to translate the energy in the performance. Okay, I get it. You're limited time.
Yeah.
But I still don't know what that was. Like, you're a banana split into no skin on your face?
I don't get it.
I didn't get it.
I didn't either, but you
I
know.
Didn't get it.
And they even talked about that. They talked about how the look kind of failed. And it did for me as well. That was my least favorite look. But honestly, I love Anaphylactic. I think she's hilarious. And I'm glad that she's here for another week. And she said that, you know, it kind of lit a fire under her ass. And so I hope so. I hope that she brings it next week. So we'll see about that. But we will end with this. So we talked about what are some of our favorites for the season were on the last episode. And one of my favorites was Onyx on Dix. Not only because that is a fucking banging name.
It's not really that great.
It is great. But
I don't get it. Onyx.
On Dix.
On Dix.
One of my favorites goes home, and I was very sad about that. Are you, I know that they weren't one of your favorites, so I'm sure that you are okay with them heading out.
Matthew Lillard on Dix. No, I don't feel any kind of way about Onyx on Dix. I don't understand their name and I don't care.
Yeah.
Bye. I don't have to say your name again and try to figure out why it's clever. I don't get it. Gorgeous. Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Your looks don't make sense. They didn't make sense last week. It didn't make sense this week. You're carrying your leg with your skate, but skating on two legs.
Yeah. And that's why they got eliminated, but it just, I liked them. I thought that they had a great personality, and now they're gone. But
did you think that Cynthia deserved to be in the bottom two with?
Yes.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah. Definitely deserved to be in the bottom.
Yeah.
But I mean, she killed it in that challenge. I mean, she was hosing those worms. Just, I mean.
Yeah, I didn't watch.
No, but she was definitely hoovering the worms, and she did a great job.
I can't even think about it. I cannot even think about it. I didn't watch 1 second of it. I literally left the room. I left the building.
Yeah.
I went outside.
Yeah, you did. Bye, Onyx, and we hope to catch one of your shows one of these days. I really enjoyed your work. I really did. But we're moving on to episode 3, and I'm excited about it. But before we get out of here, is there anything else that you want to touch on episode 2?
Did we ever find out when Cynthia freaked out? Did she in fact have poo on her arm?
We never got a close-up.
We never got that because the lid was closed and her arm was way up.
Yeah, but there was nasty stuff over that place.
Who's poot tootin' way up by the fucking window?
I've seen it before.
Boys are gross.
Yeah, I've seen it before. So
you know what, though? I've been in a lot of ladies' rooms that I've walked in and turned my ass around and went into the men's room because the men's room was cleaner.
Yeah. I've seen some bad stuff. So, and with that, if you would like to follow us, you could do so on Twitter or Instagram at Woods Podcast 1. You could email the show at podcastinthewoods1@gmail.com. Download the Slasher app and then search for us, Podcast in the Woods. Same thing, Facebook, just search for us at Podcast in the Woods. And we do have a Patreon. That is patreon.com/woodspodcast. And every single thing that you donate to the show absolutely goes right back into the show because we want to make it as good as possible for you guys, because we love you, the listeners. But for a free way, you can help us out anywhere that you listen to your podcast.
I feel like you said three-way.
I did not say three-way.
Anyway, that is not a Patreon tier, by the way.
No, it's not. But if you do want to help out the show for free, you could do so wherever you listen to your podcasts. Just leave us a 5-star rating and review. And we really, really, really appreciate it. It helps us out so much. That is it for us tonight. So say goodnight, Gabby.
Bye.
Good night, guys. And until next time, stay scary.